was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There you go. It's Metallica right there, Enter Sandman. If you have not seen their tribute to the Elton John thing that happened last week, you are missing out. It is unreal how good that is. Oh, what was the song they did? I can't
remember. For a Friend.
That's right, Funeral for a Friend. Ah, so good.
Love Lies.
It is a remarkable way to take an Elton John song we're familiar with and make it Metallica's and still not make you miss the Elton John version or make you like one more than the other. They're both equally great, and it's the same song. It's so good. I mean, jaw-droppingly good. Unfortunately, that's the first thing I saw to the Elton John Bernie Taupin tribute. I went back and watched the other stuff, and it pales in comparison to how good Metallica was. So good. I got an email from a native listener. Alvina says, I'm supposed to be feeding dead people right now, but instead I'm spitting out dollar amounts on my phone for the Doug Hopkins receipt game. I got to get out before it gets hot. What in the world are you talking about? You feed dead people every day if you're an Indian?
Huh?
It says, supposed to be feeding dead people traditional native stuff. Feeding them traditional native stuff, or that is traditional native stuff? I need more information about this.
My friend Mike was fed traditional Indian stuff in Mexico, in San Miguel.
Was he alive?
No, he died in the hammock. He had some shaman create a concoction and
then
took his own
fed
life.
Him?
He drank
oh,
it.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. He ate a bunch of terrible poisons.
That was traditional.
I don't know if that's traditional.
Poison.
That was traditional. It happened all the time. It's just poison. He had some guy kill him. Is that guy, responsible for that? Shouldn't have some... Wouldn't the wife have gone after that guy for making him the... Isn't that kind of... Illegal to make someone the poison cocktail?
Well, it would have been the ex-wife. She decided not to. The girlfriend at the time could have, maybe.
I mean, if some guy made Ronnie a Long Island iced tea and it was all poison and she died in a hammock?
You'd think you'd be responsible.
I think that guy's probably...
But by his request, he wanted
okay,
him to
Okay, that
do
doesn't
that.
Matter. You're not allowed to help people kill themselves.
He's like the, I guess, Mexican Kevorkian.
Okay, if your request was for me to shoot you in the head, I'm not going to do it. Because you know why?
You're missing out, bro.
Oh, no. I'm like, please, you got to shoot me in the head. Please, be a friend. All right. That's the same thing as building the concoction that rots your gut.
Yeah.
It's the exact same
it's
thing.
A little different.
It's just a different method. But if somebody's begging you to help them kill themselves, you're like, I'll be right back. Let me get into the old kitchen. And
Kevorkian would at least interview the patient and go over the medical records and saying, all right.
Kevorkian had a machine. If you chose to use, that's
it's
fine.
It's up to you.
Right.
Yeah. It was up to him to drink it. He didn't have to drink it.
Right. But there's still some, liability there if you're the guy hearing about, hey, I'd love to kill myself. You want to give me a hand? Sure. What do you need? Well, let me whip something up in the kitchen over there and bring it over to me, and hopefully a rat poison will eat my guts and I'll internally bleed to death. You got it.
It's great.
It's, again, if you said, here, I have a gun. I'm going to give that to you because you said you wanted to kill yourself with it, and I watched you do it, or I was arrested. That's, the lady who loaded up that gun on the set of Rust just went to jail. They're talking about putting Alec Baldwin away
months.
For a little bit, so.
He'll get away with it.
Either way, what does this feeding the dead people mean? That isn't feeding a dead person, though.
No.
That's just feeding a guy till he's dead.
He must work at a retirement home or something.
Alvina? No, she
says
that's traditional native stuff. She's supposed to be feeding. What does this mean?
Huh.
Did she spell dead wrong? Is it supposed to be deaf? Is to the Indians feed the deaf?
Yeah, one letter.
Is that a regular Indian tradition? Hey, we're the only ones who can tolerate your music, the deaf. I'm the first to say it. That music of yours, oof, it's rough. I know. And I'll say the same thing about those Catholics over there singing and dancing. Oh, God, Allah, holy God of Lamb of God of Chicken Wings on Sale.
Not much dancing.
No. That music's terrible, too. But, oof. I'll give it to this. The Christians are never part of a halftime show at a Suns game doing that. Holy, ho, ho, Lamb of Chicken Wing.
But the contemporary Christian, there's some jamming going on,
Jim. Yeah, okay. But they're not doing that at Suns games. Every once in a while, let's welcome a bunch of Indians onto the... Can we add in a sax or something? Give me something. Anyway, sorry. I don't know what this traditional dead feeding is. Speaking of feedings, Brady's receipt for Viet Shack. Still, a lot of people are doing this. Here's what I've just learned. As I gave you the items that Brady ordered at Viet Shack on April 9th, the tax, if you get it there... is different than if you order it here. I'm in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And if I go online and start messing around
that's
with that,
how it works. Okay.
There's a little bit different tax. Now, yesterday, the LGO thing, the prices were just different before tax. This one, I'm getting a bunch of people saying, I ordered it over here and it came up and they're like 18 cents different. And like one was like 35 cents. Andre's been all around it. And he goes, my tax, I think, is different than going in and to the place. The sales tax is right on the receipts is 8.1%. I don't know if that's all over, but it's coming up different on a bunch of different people who are sending me there. I went to Viet Shack's site. I checked it all out. I did it myself. And a few of you are like just a few cents off. Keep trying. You're looking for Shack fried rice, traditional spring rolls, salt and pepper wings, Vietnamese iced coffee, and a fountain drink. The total price of that, you text it 97936 and maybe win $5,000. It's as simple as that. It's the Doug Hopkins Price is Right giveaway. The name that price. $5,000 guarantee. Price game. 97936. That is the number. We'll give you a few more minutes to give that a try. And then, of course, give one of you the information that you are one of the five live qualifiers. And one of you online is going to qualify as well just for listening on the app. And that'll just alert you next Friday, I think, or something like that. I don't know when they're going to tell you, but it's going to be like, boom, here you go. You got till this amount of time, and then your phone will just alert you to being one of the qualifiers for Doug Hopkins' $5,000. How about that? So go to Viet Shack, load it up, Shack fried rice, traditional spring rolls, salt and pepper wings, Vietnamese iced coffee, fountain drink. And I'll narrow it down a little bit. It's in the 30s. How about that? Somewhere nice. Between 30 and 39.99. A lot of people getting it today, though. So that's a big pile to choose from. Good luck. Keep it up. We'll give you like 15 more minutes, and maybe you will be on stage getting a check from Doug Hopkins for $5,000 at U-Fest in just a week. Could be. It's 98.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I don't have a clue. Sorry. This is running through my head. What do you want? I got another email from Alvina. Although a lot of natives are emailing. Magic Stick Dawson. Now that's an Indian name. You were Richard Dawson and a Native American woman's baby. Met on the Family Feud. Says native here. Alvina's on drugs. Ain't no natives feeding dead people. Well.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what tribe you're from.
Starting the war.
Alvina has asked. For a little clarification, as we did. She says, when you dream of deceased family members, I was told that's because you're not feeding them often enough. So they're basically just coming back in your dreams and sort of panhandling.
And so in their dreams, they're going, what do you need?
What do you need, you say back. And they're like, I'll give you what you need, Dad. Stop bugging me in my sleep, please.
What do I do now?
It says, not every day, but when you do eat every day, you're supposed to take a little piece of what you're eating and put it aside, kind of like the way rappers pour some out for their homies. It says, feeding them by ways of dumping food on hot coals, which it's too hot for here, leaving food under a tree, or putting food in a lake or river, in my case, a canal. So it's like feeding ducks, is what I'm doing. Doesn't include the music, F that. And get out before it gets hot because my car doesn't have AC. There's a lot of like inconveniences to feeding these dead people. I got to be honest with you. I'll just skip that part. So if you, according to her, and whatever, I think she says she's Zuni, that you feed the dead, if you dream about a dead relative, that's this them coming back going, food.
Oh, man, that means Brady's going to come back and haunt us. Oh,
I feed the dead every day.
If we left food under a tree, we wouldn't have a bug problem. We'd have a Brady ghost issue. He'd be back. Finally, I believe in ghosts. And that I left a whole pizza, and he left a note that said, where's the sides? Yeah, so I don't understand that. And natives or music, I got a couple emails about that, too. Our music is true. I understand your music's traditional. It's not performance. Basically, when it's performed, it loses sort of its power. You're essentially just a Gilbert Ortega traveling road show.
I liked Alliance, though.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Alliance
that's
is great.
Music, yeah.
Oh, no, that's not native. That's rock played by natives.
Yeah, okay.
If they went out there and had hoops and started, oh, hey, all right, you're not going to win Play-Doh with this.
I think I enjoy some of the traditional Native American music when I'm getting a massage at a spa.
You think that's traditional?
I think so.
Wind flute and the, yeah. You don't think that's just
I've asked. I go, is this just wind flute? And
so, you know what that is? That's a white woman. Sorry to break it to you. You might be one now.
It's the Zuni Trio.
That's a white woman feeling like she's diverse.
Did you just say he's a white woman?
Yeah. When he's at the spa listening to Indian music saying he's getting closer to the tribes, that's what a white woman would say.
I went to Sedona and I really united with the tribes. I think I'm 10% Cherokee now.
All in broadside.
You hear those wind flutes and that stuff while they're rubbing your back. Well, another white woman rubs your back and you act like you're getting in touch with the
There's actually an Indian playing when I'm getting a massage.
Is there?
Yeah. In the corner.
Hired by the whites to make the white women feel better about.
Iron Eyes Cody sitting in the corner or what?
It was in Italian.
We're really in touch with the native vibe here.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You want to get in touch with the native vibe? Give them that resort land back that you kicked them out of, that beautiful area.
We're not doing that.
They got smart. They have their resorts. Now they have their spas on their resort land.
Right. Well, not they got smart. They were allowed. For the longest time, they didn't have the ability to build those. All right, we'll let you have businesses. Jesus Christ, what's next? You know, we built it all over the place for you guys to have them. They want their own. Weirdos. But you never made it rain, and you've never lifted the dead. Sorry. Never once have those dances made it rain, ever. Ever. But I do like when I go to a Suns game, if they're like, look at this nonsense. And then they're out there dancing around, and they're like, it's religious. And I'm like, no, not at a Suns halftime, it's not. No. It's part of their ceremony. Stop it. If they were serious about it, they wouldn't be whipping it out for Whitey at a Suns game. No, but no Whitey is... They just honor this and respect it. And for you to expect Whitey to be honorable and respectful. Have you read a history book? Never once have we done that. Thank you. I say you keep it to yourselves. Don't start telling me that you're going to get bugs. That's dirty, throwing food around on the trees and the ground in your hot car. I have a dream about Alvar, Grandpa. He shows up. I'm not going to go throw Kukakorv under a tree or anything. That's a waste.
Well, it's Kukakorv, isn't it?
I'm throwing that away.
That is waste anyway.
First off, if I've got Kukakorv, it's thrown. It's going to land somewhere. So maybe my dead relatives will find it. Like, I didn't know you had to play Easter egg hunt with your dead relatives all the time. They're not feeding them in heaven?
That's why the dance to do at the Suns game is death to Whitey.
I'm fine with that. I would have respect that. And now, performing from the Zuni tribe, 12 natives will do the death to Whitey on the way home dance.
Really fantastic, honey.
So in the dance, you can see the leader right now is guzzling alcohol and pantomiming a car ride home. I'm on the 51 heading home. Ring-a-ring-a. Wrong way driver, wrong way driver. Death to Whitey. I would respect Death to Whitey as the halftime show if natives went out there. The Suns would love to welcome the Death to Whitey dancers. I would love that. And everybody with their beers looking, what did he say?
It's fantastic.
We are Death to Whitey halftime show troupe. Enjoy your drinks, Whitey. And then they just do a whole thing, summoning the spirits of Indians to steer our cars off of flyovers on the way home. That I have respect for. That's good stuff. You rolling out there on the halftime and making it so I'm a jerk if I say this is stupid because somehow or another I'm stomping on religious freedoms. That ain't right. Get out there and do your Death to Whitey dance. It would be great, and I mean great, if they reenacted some sort of white slaughter. Yeah. It's only like 8 minutes. And they just came out and just had like a Custer-type guy standing there barking and rah, 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 and then just came plowing out and killed him and his family. And I'd be
you
like,
do those
yes.
Civil War reenactments
right.
all the time.
Not at halftime on a Sunday.
Come on.
If they started to celebrate Civil War songs, I'd be like, well, they need to reenact something. But they don't do
probably
that.
Have a little court skirmish.
I could watch that. They're not going to do a Civil War reenactment on the halftime show. That's just not right. At a basketball game? Because you know who wins that?
What if you had those miniature ponies and tiny Conestoga wagons?
Conestoga.
Circling around and reenactment on the court.
There's not enough room. See, you're overdoing it.
I think if you have the small wagons, you get five of them.
You're talking about Chuck Wagon? We're watching the Chuck Wagon commercial.
We hire a bunch of little people to play the part of cowboys.
Well, you just need the miniature ponies and the wagons.
And then you need miniature people.
Then giant people would get out of your
well, you
can
have one on there. That might be tough finding that
or
full
kids.
Get up.
The whole thing you're describing.
I need a couple of weeks.
The one thing you think that's going to be tough is getting a little person. Not the tiny horses and Conestoga wagons. That's
depends
easy.
On how many Conestoga wagons I have.
That's a lock, John.
Yes, sir. I think I can get the wagons
you
and
can
the
get Conestoga wagons before a midget?
Miniature? 10.
Miniature Conestoga wagons. You can get 10 miniature Conestoga wagons.
I think most farms, if they have those miniature horses, they have mini wagons.
You think so?
Are we really having this conversation?
I do.
Yes, and you know why?
Because
the electrodes are off, and we don't know what's going on here, but he needs to be monitored.
How many you think are on each of those farms?
Mini Conestoga wagons.
If they have mini horses, they're going to have a mini wagon.
Why?
Because it looks totes adorbs.
So you can
my dad had a pony growing up, and they had a mini wagon.
Knock it off.
Pony.
You can find 10 miniature Conestoga wagons and 10 miniature horses before I can find 10 midgets to play cowboys.
Yes.
No way.
Challenge accepted.
It is. Death to Whitey Night, A, is a thing. B, I have 10 midgets waiting for their Conestoga wagons. Like, where are they? He promised.
Sorry, I could only rustle up two.
Now, you couldn't get me one miniature Conestoga wagon without having it built. Where are you looking? Those are miniature. Those are toys.
I know. That's the problem is that I can't
get
a working one.
Yeah, a functional. Yeah. The one that Brady says he sees all the time when people have little horses.
Now, if we're getting technical as far as...
You're getting technical.
We're getting technical.
But I can get you. I'm saying a mini wagon. I could modify it enough.
No. You said you can get
mini Conestoga wagons.
Where they have little horses, they have a Conestoga wagon
or
for
a mini
little
wagon
people.
For
right.
It. Yeah.
You said Conestoga wagon.
Okay, I'll
Well, I want to see it. That is a challenge you put yourself up for. I got to see this. First off, where are you
the
going?
The only one I know about.
There's a wagon for children.
Made by the Amish.
$700. They're not screwing
and
around.
Technically, with that. That's not a Conestoga wagon.
Well, so. Not technically.
Yeah, that's
not
what
technically.
I thought you were getting. Like, I could get a mini wagon.
But you
for
said
the round
Conestoga
up.
Wagon. They have those with each
or
mini
prairie
horse.
Schooner. The only one I know, is the.
But you've said. With great authority.
I think I could get 10 mini wagons.
You could get these because you know where the little horses are. Another step in your plan that I really don't know that
so
you've
you're
thought
not
out.
Going, like if I had, yeah, that wouldn't work. The mini buckboards. It's still not the Western look we're right. looking for.
Where the f*** are you getting the little ponies first?
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
There's a lot of little ponies.
Where are you getting?
Gilbert.
Okay.
Like Gilbert Farms.
And with each one, you've seen a Conestoga wagon that matches tiny ponies.
I have not.
You made the claim.
I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah, I think you pair it up with a mini wagon.
Of course you can pair it up in your brain. You said you could get them before I could get 10 midgets.
Can somebody get him a shovel? Because he's digging
deep. I think I can get the wagons first.
All right.
That's my ability.
Ability
of getting the 10 mini wagons and miniature horses. I think
I could get 10 midgets before the end of the show. Can you get me 10 Conestoga wagons and 10 midgets to reenact a white slaughter for a son's halftime?
If you have mini miniature ponies and
no.
A wagon, let
without asking here. I could do it without the radio help. You made the claim you could get them. I want to see that happen. Because I've never once in my life even seen a waste of time children's Conestoga wagon that you claim to, that there's an abundance of in Gilbert.
Yeah. There is.
Yeah. There is. According to you, have you ever seen Carl Pilkington with Ricky Gervais? I'm living it. If you, according to you, there is an abundance of tiny people wagons in Gilbert.
I wouldn't say abundance.
What? Two is an abundance.
Yeah.
Enough to get 10 midgets in. Abundance.
No.
You could get 10 miniature wagons.
Yeah, because I think they have wagons that the kids can go around with the horses.
But to go back to you, you said technically that doesn't count.
It's like those miniature cars. No, it would count. I'm not talking about a buckboard.
But you're saying you know this. Like, you could do this.
I think I could.
Shamari wants to know if Brady's having a stroke right now. Are we hearing it live on the air?
Right. You were actually.
Yes, this is what a stroke sounds like live on the air.
Right. It kind of might be.
It does.
Yeah, because I mean,
35-inch horses here are $2,700 a pop.
All right, give me 10 of those, and I'll give you one per wagon to pull. Because you're the one that brought up the little wagons and horses for some reason.
I just know there's a lot of those mini ponies at those petting zoos, the mobile zoos that you can hire for
How
a birthday.
Many of these That's right. Have you been That's around?
Right. How many?
Yeah.
What are you, Mr. Orange? How come you're into these
Two or
kids'
three?
Parties?
Wow.
All right. So I know that little ponies exist. The little Conestoga wagons are where you lost.
My buddy Carl has three.
Little ponies?
Might have four, yeah.
Okay. Does he have a Conestoga wagon for tiny people for that?
He doesn't. I do know that.
You're nuts.
He also has a miniature Highland cow.
Okay. I'm not debating the fact little animals exist.
I'm a third of the way there.
Just with the animal part.
What about a mini burrow? Would a mini burrow?
No,
you
said
that?
You said it would be easy, and also at one point said there's an abundance. I have never seen little horses pulling little Conestoga wagons filled with little people, and you seem to think that that's happening quite a bit.
That's a good halftime show.
I know it's a good halftime show. I'm also saying so would unicorns and like a mermaid, but those are also fantasies. I have never in my life.
I'm going to work on it.
Seen midget Conestogas for entertainment purposes only, and there's a company building them a lot. You've lost your mind.
Petting zoo and one pony, $600 for an hour and a half.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Have at it, kid. I'll have my 10 midgets for like lunch.
And one pony.
One pony for an hour, $600?
Three ponies for 2 hours in a carousel with a handler is $600.
A pony better give me a squeezer with those hooves.
Each additional pony is $75 an hour.
In Gilbert, just like the bounce houses, those petting zoos are popular.
Okay.
Again, if you want to get on the as far as the
Ray, you do a lot of weddings. You ever come across a petting zoo?
No. No.
I don't know.
I've seen the burrow.
I've never seen the beer burrow, though. I've never seen that either.
I've never seen the beer burrow. They have a little mini burrow that walks around with like coolers on its side. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a classy wedding.
Yeah.
We hired a
I've seen that at a corporate event, actually. It was a corporate event.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't a wedding.
All right. Yeah, a wedding with a beer burrow.
No.
Here it is, beer burrows. Beer burrows are the hot way to have a fun, memorable, and different way to serve beer.
But not necessarily at a wedding. You're marrying the wrong gal, I think.
And then we'll just have him wandering around with two buckets of Victoria around his neck, just serving the guests.
You can get a camel. You can get a camel quicker than you get ponies.
I guarantee you, a woman you're marrying that's willing to hire a beer burro, the phrase, better than hiring a Mexican, has fallen out of her mouth. Who do you think owns the burro? All right. Brady, challenge accepted.
Whew.
How did we get on this topic?
I'm just trying to figure out how we got there. It's your fault. Him and his dementia.
The hell did I do?
His dementia started that. And then his dug in heels on the fact that he said, well, I've made quite a claim here. Got to run with it. Never once seen a tiny Conestoga wagon.
$675.89. That's my price. What is it? What is it? People are guessing.
For the ponies?
Yeah.
Let's get Brady's receipt for that. Anyway, that's over.
By the way, there's no such thing as a miniature Highland cow, you idiots.
I don't know. He said it. I don't know what that is. You have some sort of Dr. Isla Moreau friend. He goes and visits all his more deformed
F
animals.
And you, John.
Yeah, I agree.
I have faith in Pop Pop. He's a networker. Remember Brady's Morning Cup?
Yeah, but it's like networking space shuttles. Like, I can't. It's not a
Starting
thing.
With a paperclip?
I can get you a space shuttle and a Conestoga wagon for midgets by two. In fact, I can get bunches of them.
Now what are you texting?
I'm gathering up the Conestoga wagons and right. ponies. I'm working on it.
Show it.
Show your work.
Show me that. You know what? I'm going to drink that magic poison cocktail your friend guzzled if 10 mini Conestoga wagons show up with midget cowboys attached to their ponies. I don't want to be around for a planet.
If you want a mini Highland cow, that'll run you about $1,800 to $3,500. They're expensive.
I don't even know what that is. And I don't care to know. Does it produce beef or milk? It's adorable. It's a dog.
Adorable.
And they're available in Gilbert?
What he just showed me was a picture of a dog dressed as a teddy bear.
Yes.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Take it to kids' birthday
parties.
You
yoke it and put a Conestoga wagon on it.
Yeah, you could.
So they're bait.
Maybe you can plow a mini field.
They're bait for pedophiles, is what you're saying. There's no other reason to own it. It doesn't produce, like, the most delicious Wagyu ever.
I don't know.
The cutest steak you've ever had.
John, you missed the side search there. When you search up Petting Zoo, the next one searching on there is chips and salsa, sombrero midget rental.
I can get you 10 midgets. That's easy pickings.
With salsa hats.
Now, I'm going to need some props here. I need 10 small horses and 10 small Conestoga wagons. We're going to reenact an Indian slaughter at the Suns game.
We did that. We got the beer burrow and a churro burrow.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like the churro burrow. And why? Next sentence. Better than hiring Mexicans. Only racists would hire the churro burrow.
Another one. Just search that you can get a mini bar for your wedding and a small table and the little person bartender.
Yeah, it's Chewy. That's we used chewy. To know him. He does, it's great.
He does that at weddings?
Yeah, he'll do it anywhere you pay him. All right. The correct price for Brady's obscene lunch was $38.43. You already got it in there. Toledo shut it down, so we have our winner. We'll draw that in a little bit. Somebody will call you. If you get a call from a number you don't recognize today, it could be qualifying you for $5,000. So get that together.
John, in all seriousness.
There is none of that.
In Mesa, the Mormons might have those things for the reenactments of them running away from Illinois and Missouri.
Little Conestoga wagons? Why?
Oh, yeah, because they do that hike every year.
They're people. Why are we miniaturizing this? Why? If you're going to reenact it, like, I don't want to do it. Let the little people reenact our flee from St. Louis. Why?
Larry, we're going to need a budget item.
Larry, I'm going to need a weapon. In my next contract, I demand you shoot me in the head wagon. For wanting to work here. Thanks, Larry.
This guy's got one over here for you.
He's got a baby Conestoga wagon. The stupidest talk I've ever had in my life. And that's saying something.
And we've had a lot. 23 years.
Says the only thing little in Gilbert are Ronnie and Kirby's portions because Boss Moto is putting in work. Daryl, you nailed it.
Boss Moto, I like
that. I like that.
I want to reenact the Mormons fleeing across the, but I don't want to do it like with full size adults.
We don't have the space.
Jeb, you've still got all those little horses and tiny Conestoga wagons, right? Yeah, finally, we're going to put those to use. I told you this investment would come through, Gladys.
You're out there building more Conestoga wagons for the small, huh?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go inside, honey.
All right. What time is supper?
I love you very much.
What? Why do you say that?
What happened?
Oh, honey, why? Is it because I was a miniature Conestoga builder for a living?
We're not making enough.
Oh, no. Just enough for one more bullet.
We're overstocked.
I've quit my job at the Charles Schwab so I can go and build tiny little Conestoga wagons for the future. Why?
Over 150 in our inventory.
You'll see. These things are coming back, but only for the little people. All right. And I got a ton of people saying there's no such thing as a mini Highland cow. I don't want to know why that's a thing or not.
Isn't it called a calf?
What it was is a Labradoodle with a bear hat on.
Right.
It's a adorable.
Yeah. Maybe it's just extra fur on it, so they call it a miniature Highland cow.
Brady, you but brought it up.
I just pulled
Stop
up
speculating. You're terrible at it. You're the one who brought
really
the,
good at
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
You're good immediately, at you're
really good at bringing up things you don't know about and then doubling down on them. Nobody knows what a miniature Highland cow is or cares, right, Brett? Brett lived in Gilbert. You were in 4-H and like all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Over there. Never once saw
stuff. No, we never had one of those.
Never once saw a bear dog. Anyway, where do you go from here? I guess we got hot releases coming up.
I guess.
Can't the station break again for an hour? Yeah, we'll do the hot releases next. It's 98 KUPD. If you have little tiny Conestoga wagons, Brady's interested.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.